first half, but I'm just glad we finished that second half. I mean, it just seems like after that score, man, we kind of just played better. I mean, we didn't do anything different. I think the intensity picked up a little bit. You know, we felt that though it was very vital to get a stop there, and our offense just continued to pound away. They gave us some good drives, and we kind of got our legs back under us because they, you know, the Patriots run that no huddle, and they can tire you out pretty quick, but. A lot of credit goes to just the team effort. Our offense gave us some long drives, got our win back, and you know, we just played solid defense from there on out. Finish. That's simple. You know, the first thing I told them was, you remember? I remember going up to Foxborough, and they scored that what looked like a game-winning drive at that point, and we were just sick to our stomach. And I told them, you know, if they score here, you're going to be 25 times sicker. So I think a lot of guys' eyes lit up and just started remembering how that felt. And, you know, I just told them to go out there and finish, man. This is what we're built for. This is what we've been working for all year, all the roller coasters that we've had this year. You got 50-some seconds to be world champions. Kind of, man. It was another roller coaster for us, you know, getting off to a hot start. In the middle, we kind of wavered a little bit, but we finished. You know, I'm tremendously blessed. I thank God for the things I went through this year. It made me a stronger person. It made me a better leader. And you know, I know my uncles and my grandfather and my grandmother. They're up there smiling. You know, I know all of my all the heartaches I had this year was for a reason. And you know, all that just feels like it's gone away a little bit out of this win, but. You know, I'm just tremendously blessed to have this opportunity to have teammates like I do, coaching staff like I do, and you know, this team has been all in ever since 7-7, and I give glory to God, man. It's awesome. Justin, how much do you mean? A lot. a lot.
Justin Brady went on a run there with 16 consecutive completions. What changed that for you guys? Just more aggressive hits after the...
Yeah, I think they had a great scheme. They had a great something going there to kind of stop our rush. But we just changed some coverage there, got a little bit tighter coverage, and was able to get some more pressure on them. I think our secondary did a great job after that run of, you know, kind of changing things up, giving them some different looks. And buying a little bit more time so we can eat up front, and that's what we talk about. You know, that was 11 guys playing as one at that point.
And then, pressure on Brady. He thinks he's got a free play. Ends up being Chase with the turnover.
I mean, that was a great play, man. Chase, he talks about his basketball skills a lot, and I saw him box out a 6'6" guy and go up and get that rebound. That interception was huge. Considering the fact that, they make that catch, I think they have opportunity to go up two scores. So, again, we got so many guys on this defense that went out there and made plays today. And that's what we tell guys to do. Go out there and make plays. But make sure you do it in the replications and within the defense. And, we did that today.